The end time revival is fire on the mountains. That means a church that will carry the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the various mountains.
There's always a way for a man who is persuaded that God has called him. And listen, every believer is called. Are you hearing me? Every Christian has a calling. There's a calling on your head. It may not be on this pulpit, but you are called. When you enter a city with the consciousness of the call, the gates will open to you.
Listen, your answers are in God's one answer. And that answer is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Settle in of the gospel. In this gospel, the Bible says the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the report. Are you ready now? Listen, the configuration and the destiny of the church is dominion. Why do we talk about revival? Is revival supposed to be something that will make the church feel good and feel good people in church within the four walls of the temple? No. In Joel chapter 2, the prophet prophesied from where we got the term outpouring from. He says from verse 28, it shall come to pass on the last day that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, right? When you read down towards 30, 31, he gave us a focus. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, when you study your Bible carefully, you will see that the purpose of the outpouring, the purpose of revival is the harvest of the nations. Are we together? It's the harvest of the nations that needs to follow me. The harvest of the earth. And the church that will harvest the nation must be a church that is an army of city takers. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. A church that is fully activated. A church that has come to the knowledge of the reality that by design we are city takers. We are territory takers. That is the church. Jesus is not coming for the church that is preparing to escape. I said it in church last week, Sunday or some weeks ago. I said the next big thing is not rapture. No. The next big thing is that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached as a witness to all nations. Then shall the end come. A church that is mature. A church that has risen in power, in authority, in dominion, that can subdue the earth, that can rise and say, give me this mountain. That is the church that Jesus is coming for. Have it together. A church of city takers. And by city is figurative. He covers both geographical territories and occupational territories. You can write that down. An army of city takers. Are you here? The ministry of the gospel. You need to hear this. The ministry of the gospel in any and every life must produce transformation across these three levels. Those who've been hearing me, you heard me say this. You've heard me teach this. The ministry of the gospel, meaning if a human being embraces the gospel, transformation must happen across these three levels. Number one, the impartation of the image of God. Number two, the downloading of the likeness of God. Number three, a transportation into a life of dominion. And we saw that revealed in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. That's where I just picked it from. When God declared his mission statement for the creation of man. God had the mission statement. He declared why he was creating man. He said, now, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the earth. So he talked about image, he talked about likeness, and then he talked about dominion over the earth. Image talks about the infusion of the nature and the character of God. That's what happens at the new birth, and what happens as we renew our minds. That's the image of God, but that's not all. At that level, you are demonstrating the character of the Spirit of God. The fruits of the Spirit are there. The gifts of the Spirit are there. You understand? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. You are walking in love. There's peace in your heart. There's joy. You know what we call the fruits of the Spirit? There's kindness. There's gentleness. That is the image of God. Are you here? But that's not all. That is the beginning. That is to prepare you to carry His likeness. What do you mean His likeness? The likeness of God is operating the intelligence of the Spirit, where you bring solutions, strategic solution to the earth. Are you following me? You now see that most Christians stop at image. Hello? They stopped at image. The encounter with the gospel stopped at the first level of transformation, which is the image of God. They can speak in tongues. They are developing the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit. But there is the likeness of God. At this level, you are relevant to mountains and spheres and industry on the earth. I call it industry-specific competences. You are indispensable. If you are in finance, in politics, in education, you are indispensable. You are bringing the wisdom of God to bring solution on the earth. Is somebody following me? That is the likeness. But that is still not the end. You can be smart, bringing solution to industry and not working dominion. But see, that third level called dominion, there's a glory you can never bring to God until you step there. Are you here? Well, you are providing leadership to your sphere. At this level, you are taking cities. You are taking nations. You are concerned about shaping culture. Okay. Hallelujah. Is somebody here? You are concerned about shaping culture. Truly rich people don't think about money. They think about the destiny of men. You can write it somewhere. We can call you a rich man when what is on your mind is the destiny of men. Never forget this as long as you live. We can call you a truly rich man by the definition of scripture when what you have on your mind is the destiny of men. I know that staggers somebody's reasoning, but it's scripture. It's scripture. At this level, what's on your mind is not salary. You are not thinking of putting body and soul together. You are not thinking of making ends meet. You know that expression? I hate it. The ends will never meet. Don't try to make them meet. Is somebody here? The ends will never meet. Don't try to make them meet. Man was created for a higher purpose than survival. We're created for a higher purpose than having three nice cars, live in a good house, have nice children, feel good, give offering in church, pay your tithe, die and go to heaven. Say, I forbid. By destiny and configuration, we are city takers. And this is the church that Jesus is coming from. That third layer of transformation that the gospel produces. What did he say? Occupy till I come. Do business till I come. He said, preach the gospel to the whole world. He said, go ye therefore, in Matthew 28, go ye therefore and disciple nations. It means make students of the nations. Make students. You can't make students of people. Oh, Makota, that you are not influencing. It can't happen. Is somebody still here? Are you blessed tonight? Shout, I'm blessed. City takers. City takers. That is our destiny. That is who we are. There should be a restlessness on your inside when you are attempting to live a normal life. I'm doing something to you tonight, on these 3 days. There should be a restlessness. There's a life you should not accept. Listen to the unjust steward in St. Luke's gospel. You know, when he knew they were going to remove him from being steward, you know what he said? He says, to dig, I'm not able. To beg, I'm ashamed. Therefore, I have received money from them. He didn't tell them to remember him. He just did it and went. He had faith in the intangibles. He had faith in the invisible. I mean, he just turned, changed it and said, go. And the Bible says he knew that when he's cast off, they will receive him into the everlasting habitation. There should be a discomfort to normalcy. There should be a restlessness to status quo. Until the kingdom within you comes out. Are you here? Wesleyan Foundation. Thank you, Lord. Shout and be seated. Glory to God. We are city takers. Literal cities, figurative cities. What is on us is not to stay in 3-bedroom flat, 4-bedroom flat and feel good and drive 3 cars. No. Am I provoking you tonight? There's something within you that a generation must hear. There's something within you that a generation must see. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You know, years ago, the Lord began to talk to me about what he called, the Holy Spirit uses them. He said, let me redefine revival for you. And he used very interesting terms. He said the end time, he called it, redefine the end time revivals. He called it fire on the mountains. And I began to ask, that's years ago. What do you mean by fire on the mountains? The Lord told me that the end time revival is not just within the church. In fact, the end time revival is fire on the mountains. That means a church that will carry the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the various mountains of human endeavor. When the Spirit gives you a definition, you have to listen, isn't it? Fire on the mountains. Fire on the mountains. So, 3 things that if you can have the correct perspective about and pay attention to, you will subdue your world. You will subdue your sphere. Someone say, I came here to get healed. As I'm talking, healing will happen. Because God endorses his message. And what I'm communicating to you is the message from the Lord. Are you here? So I say the first thing is persuasions. Write it out. Persuasions. Persuasions. What is persuasion? Of course, its synonym is conviction. To be persuaded means to hold on to truth with complete assurance. It means a strongly held belief, a conviction. Did you get that? To hold on to truth with complete assurance. Every city taker, every transgenerational influencer is a person of persuasion. Every man and woman of impact is a person of conviction. For me, this is the number one reason. That's for me. You can go and do your research and find out. This is the number one reason. The lack of persuasion about the truth in which we have been instructed is the reason for the frustration and the lack of results for many Christians. No persuasions, no conviction. And listen to me, without convictions and persuasions, you are not going anywhere. The depth of your conviction determines the height of your impact. Is a reality. Persuasion pulls results your way. Persuasion pulls your generation your way. Persuasion attracts resources your way. One of the things you must come out of outpouring with is a determination to be a person of conviction. Convictions about the truth in which your heart has been instructed. Is somebody here? 2 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 3 rather, verse 14. Very quickly. 2 Timothy, because I can't read from. Okay, don't put it behind. I'll be turning to read. Persuasions. You see, when your soul is anchored to truth, there's a way you think, there's a way you talk. You will not say again the doors are locked. You will look at the heart city and say, in the name of Jesus, this city opens for me. In the name of Jesus, I carry you. You don't carry me. Persuasions. 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 What do you mean church cannot grow in that city? What do you mean? What do you mean? That the ground is hard. If hell is not working, bring earth movers. Shabala tosapa. Bring earth movers. There's no such thing as a hard ground. There's no such thing as a difficult industry. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? There's no such thing as a city you cannot take. No excuses. When you come with persuasions, the gates have to open. Persuasions. Persuasions. Liga Bora Batosa. Persuasions. Oh, is somebody still here? Is somebody still here? Shout, I hear you. Shout, I hear you. Hey! You'll be looking at, is there a way? Is there no way? There's always a way for a man who is persuaded that God has called him. And listen, every believer is called. Are you hearing me? Every Christian has a calling. There's a calling on your head. It may not be on this pulpit, but you are called. When you enter a city with the consciousness of the call, the gates will open to you. It will open. Oh, God sent you to the media industry. Don't complain. Take it. God sent you to politics. Don't complain. Take it. God sent you to fashion. Don't complain. Take it. He sent you to finance. Don't complain. Take it. Persuasions. Persuasions. Oh, I believe in the power of prayer and fasting. Madadole kobalata. Persuasions. Persuasions. You know, years ago, a young man wanted law. He was in theater art. He met the man of God on campus and said, I want law. They prayed for him. Next week also, accreditation team came to theater art and dissolved the department and sent him to law. What is the relationship? Law, theater art, a man of prayer, a man who is persuaded about the power of prayer. Are you here? How persuaded are you about Jehovah Jireh as your provider? Are you aware that God locked an ocean inside the rock? Aye. Did you ever read it? That there's struck rock and water came out. If you are looking for water, will you go to rock? You know, he told David, I sit, so that I can teach. And he brought the revelation of the cherubic system that honors and heralds God's presence. Are we together? He says, the guard the throne. He said the first one has the face of a man. The second one has the face of a lion. The third one has the face of an ox. The fourth one has the face of an eagle. The four gospels is an attempt to give these three different faces of Jesus. Jesus as a man. Jesus as a priest. Jesus as a king. Jesus as a prophet. Are we together? So when you read Matthew, you see the face of a lion. When you read Mark, you see the face of a man. When you read Luke, you see the face of an ox. He talks about him being humanity's sacrifice. Him being a priest. Are we together? And he talked a lot about the sacrifice. When you read Luke, you see John, you see the face of an eagle. And that's not even where I'm going to. Can I go to where I'm going to? You see, that Ezekiel's vision of the four living creatures and the four faces by each creature that Ezekiel talked about. He says, these are the guys that God, they can move like this, they can move like this, can move like this, they can move like this. God. So when some people are using imagination to see they were in the throne room, we know they are lying. Amen. They say they were in the throne room. They were in the courtroom of heaven. Measures were, I say, keep quiet. Do you know what it means to be in the courtroom of heaven? You see, if you enter the courtroom of heaven and you are talking, you talk with the environment of the encounter. Kai, your words are not dry. Is somebody here? When you talk, people's legs can quick. Are we here? All right. So, if that is the system that heralds God's presence, interestingly, he says four faces. This is where I'm going. In bringing God to any system on the earth, politics, business, education, any sphere, any city, you must give those four faces. This is the true apostolic invasion. Are we here? This is the true apostolic invasion. They didn't have three faces. They didn't have two faces. They didn't have one. They have four faces. And that is symbolic. Are you aware that theologically speaking, the priests that carried the ark of the covenant were four? And God told Moses, he said, do it as you are shown on the mount. This ark shall be carried on the shoulders of four priests, symbolic with four living creatures that surround God's throne. That's no coincidence. That's no coincidence. That is to show you that the presence of God is carried into a place with four faces. Number one, the face of a man. Meaning, for God to change any system, a man must be involved. His spirit cannot do it alone. Are you here? Number two, the face of an ox. That talks about your understanding of the sacrifice of Jesus. Without the revelation of the understanding of the sacrifice of Jesus, what his blood means, oh glory to God, what the hanging on the cross means, and the revelation of priesthood, which is the understanding of prayer, you can't take a system. Are you here? That is the face of the ox. Number three, the face of a lamb, the face of an eagle. That talks about prophetic insights. You have to be a man and a woman of vision. A man that can see from the perspective of heaven. Are we together? A man that can receive ideas, wisdom from heaven and execute them on the earth beyond the intelligence of natural man. That is the face of an eagle. An eagle is known for vision. And then number four, the face of a lion talks about the kingly dominion. That means in a sphere where God has planted you, you are not there to smile. No. You are not there as a yes sir, yes ma'am. You are entering there with the face of a lion. You are entering there understanding kingdom authority. You are entering there understanding kingdom power. You are entering there understanding governance. So you see the system that carries God in heaven, the four living creatures, and this shows this is how to carry God, to bring God into any system. How did I get here? Luke 1. Are you here? Are you blessed? Something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. So Luke talked about the things that are most surely believed. Most surely believed. That is the posture that guarantees results. The things that are most surely believed. Go to verse 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said that thou mightest know the certainty, Makeko Sabaya, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Hold on a little. You know, I love to quote Paul when I teach. Paul said, you receive our words, not as words of men, but as it is truth, the word of God. And that word worketh in you effectually. Listen, when you receive the word of a man of God as his opinion, you are not going to get blessed. You are not going to get blessed. But when you receive it as the words of God, he says, that word will work in you effectually. This is why you have many people being pastored, no, going to churches, but they are not being pastored. Let me say it again. Many people go to church, but they are not being pastored. Going to church and being pastored are not the same thing. If you are being pastored, the word of the man of God must come to you as the word from God, not as his opinion. He said, well, that's Pastor Zunsha. No. You ain't going to grow. In fact, you are at cross purposes with God's system and pattern. Are you here? Most surely believed. Persuasions. Hi. See, I'm a man of conviction. I'm a woman of conviction. They have truths in which you've been instructed, but you have to believe it surely. You have to believe it surely. Hallelujah. You have to believe it surely. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hiya. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh. I said the depth of your conviction and persuasion will tell me the heights of your impact. Men of conviction dominates their generation. Write this down. Influence and affluence flow in the direction of conviction. Influence and affluence flow in the direction of persuasions. Listen, the man called John the Baptist was not well dressed. He broke all the laws of branding. He broke all the laws of church growth. How could you be in the wilderness, close to Jordan, eating wild locusts and honey? Guess what he was clothed with? Camel's hair. That is the smelliest thing in the world. No, that is the second smelliest thing in the world, ahead of wet camel skin. That means when he was in Jordan baptizing, that's the most smelliest thing you can ever perceive. In the wilderness, preaching repentance, insulted people. Imagine coming for Sunday service. You wicked people, you have come again. You have come for service. I don't know why you even come to hear me. And people were coming. The Bible says Jerusalem went to him. No, he didn't say people from Jerusalem. No, he said Jerusalem went to him. Why? Persuasion. He had come to know that he is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He had come in the spirit of Elijah and the power of Elijah to prepare and herald the first coming of the Lord. He must be heard. That his smelling makes no difference. They went there. That his church was in the wilderness makes no difference. Their pastors and Annas were in Jerusalem, in the temple, doing professional priesthood. Men were passing them. Imagine churches in the city, people are passing to the bush. Persuasions. It's not about your product not selling. Persuasions. Persuasions. Sit. Persuasions. Glory to God. Persuasions. Shout and blessed. Thank you, Lord. And I told you the story of an atheist who used to go to hear John Wesley preach. An atheist means he doesn't believe in God, but he goes to hear John Wesley preach. And they ask him, sir, you are supposed not to believe in God. Why are you going to hear him preach? He said, the man sounds convinced about what he's preaching. I have to go and hear him. I told you, conviction, persuasion is a force. And I get an amen. Manifestations or results flow when you come to the place of persuasion. The Bible says, Abraham staggered not. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. When he got to the place of persuasion, Isaac came. You heard me. Isaac came. He didn't consider his dead body, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And then he was fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. And Isaac came. What's your persuasion about this covenant? What is your persuasion? What is your persuasion about the power of God to lift? What's the persuasion? Bible says we have a new covenant established upon better promises. And then somebody intimidates you in the office and you are crying. What is your persuasion about this covenant? Or you are complaining and giving excuses. Now, you know, in my office, people are doing charm. That is why in our industry, I feel like coming down. People should leave me alone. In our industry, can we talk? In our industry, if you are not in the occult, you can't rise. You are not persuaded. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They took over Babylon. Babylon was a jazz town. Makopa. You know jazz town? Jazz town means sorcerers and diviners were on payroll. You went to the office, you saw them. Your boss employed them. Is somebody here? You were in the office working. There was a diviner here, a sorcerer here, a wizard here. He's on salary. He came to the office too. Yet, men of covenant rose. Hey! They rose and subdued them in Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel. They took over Babylon. A place where just men were salaried. You are complaining of witches and wizards. You are complaining of nightmares. You are not persuaded. You are not persuaded. You are not persuaded. When they were done, they called Daniel and made him the headmaster of the sorcerers. Kalapakatosa. Aye! You see, the manifestations were superior. Are you hearing me? The power display was above and beyond. They had to call him and made him the head of the astrologers, of the sorcerers. Why will a man tell the king, give me a few days, I will tell you your dream and the interpretation. Kai, persuasion. No. Persuasion, sir. He told him, give me days. I serve a God that reveals secrets. Give me a few days, I will return with your dream and the interpretation. And guess what? He did. He was sure of the power of his covenant. He was sure, he was convinced about the dominion of the covenant given to him. He was. Are you here? He was. Persuasions. This generation must rise as a generation of deep convictions, as a generation of deep persuasions. Persuasions about the truth of the gospel. Persuasions about the power of the covenant, about the power of this gospel. He said, continue in the things that you have learned. Then you have to be assured of. So you don't play with truth. You immerse your brain in truth. You soak your entire being in truth. You anchor your soul to truth. You stay with truth until it becomes your inner persuasions. Why were people trying to explain whether tithing is New Testament or not? They were not persuaded now. One fraudster on Facebook or social media came and spoke English. You stopped giving your tithe. You were not persuaded. You are not persuaded. Listen. People of persuasions don't vacillate. And they don't fear faces. When truth has seeped into your spirit as your inner consciousness, You know, one sermon will not sweep it away. One negative sermon. Or one tweet and retweet. And they tweeted and retweeted. And then you are confused. They tweeted and retweeted. All the men of God, this is what they are doing. And then you are now shy. Let me tell you, the world will never love us. So trying to get them to love us is a waste of time. Trying to take side so that they can feel you're a responsible Christian is a waste of time. Don't do it. You're on a mission to influence them, not the other way around. And listen, you cannot go in the same direction with the generation you are called to influence. No, you must have spine and you must put your feet on the ground as far as taking side with truth is concerned. One tweet and retweet should not make you disquieted. They say, this guy, they are jokers. They don't know what they are doing. Pass. Persuasion. You know, Christians are not reading their Bible. That's the problem. They are not praying. When you interface with God, men don't intimidate you. Tweets. And how many retweets cannot intimidate you? When I come from my room with the fresh fragrance of His presence. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He tweeted and retweeted. I'll now be that what happened? What happened? What happened? When you have touched something that is real, shadows don't impress you. Shadows don't impress you. When you have tampered with reality, shadows don't impress you. Makabatos. You are mingled with reality. Shadows will not impress you. Persuasions. Are you blessed tonight? Persuasions. Oh, I believe that there is nothing the power of God cannot cure. Oh, I believe. Liga bora sushtapa, neki raskapatusa, that there are no impossibilities with God. I believe. And I'm fully persuaded. Oh, except you don't want to change it. When we're ready to change it. There's a matter. I was telling one of the pastors, also the pastor. I said, don't worry, let outpouring pass. We'll come for 2 days and sit down and pray for money till evening. We'll just sit down in one place and pray for money till evening. Just 2 days is enough. Are you here? We are city takers. What are your, let me give you a few areas of persuasions and then we'll pray. What are your persuasions about the gospel of the Lord Jesus? Write it out. Or you can put it as persuasions about the gospel of the Lord Jesus. God doesn't have two or more answers. God has only one answer. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we say otherwise, look up at me. If we say otherwise, we are lying to our generation. If we try to bring other method, we are lying to them. God does not have two methods. He doesn't have three methods. He has one answer. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For in the gospel is the hiding place of His power. That means there's no other way to release His power apart from the revelation and the preaching of this gospel. So when you are going around hustling and forgetting the one thing that is needful, it's like a woman in labor and has no pregnancy and they are telling her to push, nothing will come out. You will go around, except you go and join cult, you will go around and nothing serious will happen. Jesus said one thing is needful. Mary has taken the part. You know, when I see Christians just gallivanting, okay, just pursuing what doesn't exist, listen, your answers are in God's one answer, and that answer is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you make a habit of camping with the gospel, you'll be a person of power. Make a habit of camping with the gospel, you'll be a person of power. When you make a habit of camping with the gospel, you'll be a person of power. Listen, create a habit of listening to the gospel, of camping with the gospel. Make the gospel the love of your ears. The Bible says there are many voices in the world. None is without signification. Make the gospel the Lord of your ears. Make it the Lord of your ears. When you hear inflation, you know what will come out of your mouth? I live 10 times faster than inflation. That means if inflation is 2%, I have gone 20%. If I 1,000%, that's 10 times, right? Amen. What are your persuasions about the gospel of the Lord Jesus? That is God's only answer. Reading from a book that if you can believe it, that you can do it, you can do it. If you can acquire, go acquire to aspire, it will be yours. That's not the truth, though, if you're a Christian. Hello? Online, look at me. Nations of the world, look at me. That's not the truth, though. Amen. Motivation does not have answers for arrows from the village. When they fire you arrow, be perspiring and acquiring. You have to understand the power of the blood. Are you here? Listen, you live in Africa. I've told you. The demons in Africa saw blood. Sit. Are you here? What are your persuasions about the gospel? That is God's only answer. You are laughing, but it's the truth. It's God's only answer. Settle on it. Settle in of the gospel. In this gospel, Liga Borapa, the Bible says the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the report. It says, who has believed our report? To that one, the saving arm, the power of God is revealed. There's a report to be believed. And when you believe that report, power is released. Paul quoted the same thing another way. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, for it is the dunamis of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For your finances is the gospel. For your marriage is the gospel. For your job is the gospel. For your business is the gospel. For your dream is the gospel. Are you here? No other way. Just one. So when I'm thinking about my finances, I look at it through the eyes of the gospel. Shakabaya. When I'm thinking about my marriage, I look at it through the eyes of the gospel. When I'm thinking about my business, I look at it through the eyes of the gospel. When I'm thinking about my health, I look at it through the eyes of the gospel. Of the gospel. Even Hollywood is going supernatural and Christians are going intellectual. What a confusion. What a confusion. What a confusion. I know no other thing except Christ and Him crucified. When I look at taking the city, the gospel. The gospel. The gospel. Oh, Paul calls it. He said, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. As an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, that my sins are forgiven, that I have a perfect ransom. Are you here? That I have redemption to His blood, even the aphesis of sin. Are you here? The gospel of the Lord Jesus. In this gospel is my perfect ransom. In this gospel, I have the sacrifice, and that sacrifice has washed away every cause. I don't think of generational causes anymore. No, I think of generational blessings. Why? I have a sacrifice in this gospel. Are you here? They say, let's go to your village. They bury something. Your great grandfather buried something. Everybody has something buried in their great grandfather's compound. In Africa, oh, you don't. Everybody has. It's not news. We have something buried. You remember? Hey! We have something buried. We have something buried. The Lord Jesus was buried for us. And in that burial, there is our victory. Are you here? In that death, burial, and resurrection is our dominion over the earth. Oh, is our transportation into the regions of blessing. Can I get an amen?
Oh, I'm convinced about this gospel.
You cannot convince me that I'm cursed. Sit. You can't. Try to sit. I know the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning. You can't.
Oh, that your landlord gave you quit notice. Your child got sick at the same time. And then you lost money on the road. You are now feeling maybe there is a cause somewhere. You are really not serious. That's your problem, sir. You are not serious. Seriously, go and read about Paul. You know what Paul went through? He suffered shipwreck. Beaten many times. Suffered shipwreck, no food. They almost died. As they were coming to the island of Malta, they gathered a stick. And then he took the stick, a serpent, fastened to his hand. The Bible says he shook the beast into the fire and continued. They were waiting for him to swell and die. You know what they said? They said, this man is a wicked man. Nemesis has befallen him. But the Bible said they waited and waited. You know what? Paul was not thinking. He didn't say, this gospel that I'm preaching, I'm suffering like this. No, you are blessed. Persuaded by this gospel, I can never be cursed. I've entered into a lineage of the blessing. Christ is my Passover. And my perfect Passover has been sacrificed for me. That's what I believe. Persuasions. Hi. Persuasions. Persuasions. Like I'm persuaded, all I need to is to carry this mic. If I to just say, are you ready? The power of God will move. The sick will get healed. Persuasions. Persuasions. If there's a demon hiding somewhere, it has to check out. Persuasions. He said, this side shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall throw out devils. Oh, hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? Don't bother about transportation. If you don't have cars, there are buses outside. This is the outpouring. Persuasions. We are city takers. And this is the equipping for taking cities. The Bible says we have a speaking blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. There are no hard places. No. In fact, when the anointing comes upon you, it pushes you to hard places. Where did the Spirit drive Jesus to? Wilderness. We call it the Cyrus anointing. You know the meaning of Cyrus? It means possessor of the hot places. Amen. To show you that this is consistent with scripture. So when you get to Acts chapter 8, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Philip in Acts, you know where he took him to? Azatos. Azatos means stronghold. So the Spirit drops you in a place to prove the anointing on your head. We run away because we don't sit down to be persuaded. Don't sit down to be persuaded. Oh, we are cracking cities and nations. In the name of Jesus. The world is my parish. I don't know about you. All the nations of the earth are open to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you here? Kai. Kai.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Let this gospel become an anchor. Let it become an anchor for your soul. Dr. C. What are your persuasions? If your heart is shaking, you showed us the way of persuasion. Sit down. Continue. Keep hearing. Keep seeing. Keep your ears. I told you, make the gospel the Lord of your ears. You will come to the place of persuasion. He said, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues. That means you don't just look and go. No, you will not be persuaded like that. He said, and continues. I told you last year, don't have partial contact with the word. No, you know partial contact, where wire is trying to touch. You can't connect things. Fool, just hug the gospel. Just hug it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Speak in tongues where you are. Speak in tongues where you are. Moru beko peto sosho to kapra. Male de kapra kapa sosho to. Mashi kapra kapa to sosho to. Hem shale de kapra kapa sosho to. Hem shale de kapra kapa sa. Bara de kapa sosho to. Ike peto sosho to. Hem shale de kapra kapa sosho to kapra kapa sosho to kapra. Inna la bago baradosa. This is the opening night of outpouring, and the rain is falling. The rain is falling. The rain is falling. The power of God is coming upon us. The power of God is coming upon us. You can rise to your feet and keep the tongues in your mouth. I see the propelling power of the Spirit. I see the propelling power of the Spirit coming upon people. I see the propelling power of the Spirit coming upon people, shifting them despite the contrary wind. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I see in the Spirit that propelling force of the Spirit is about to envelop someone, and suddenly you will see yourself outrunning the chariots of the king in the name of Jesus. Tonight, listen, I've come with the utterance of the mighty. I've come with the utterance of the mighty. As I speak, rods, the rods of Pharaoh and his magicians are swallowed up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Keep speaking in tongues. Rico patola copa. Hika patosa. I see long-standing troubles, long-standing family issues being swallowed tonight. In Egypt, the rod of Moses swallowed the rod of the magicians. I come tonight with the utterance of the mighty. I'm speaking to individuals. I'm speaking to families. I'm speaking to institutions. I'm speaking to cities. Liga pretos kepa. Shepetola kopa. I come in the name of the Lord. Shepetola komba toskepa. Shaliga pratos kepalita. Shepetola kepa. Shepetoraba.
Some of you, it's as though 2020, nothing has happened. I come tonight to give you speed. I come tonight with the anointing of compensations, of restoration. Shali raspo tata. Shali go brando pepata. Some of you came here with a fearful heart, a heart afraid of tomorrow. I come here tonight extending that heart for you. I give you the heart of a lion, a heart of faith. As I'm talking, the spirit of faith is jumping upon people. You are living here and mountains are defeated before you. You are living here going back and you will look for the mountains, you can't see them. In the name of Jesus. Marakapatos. Urebrakapatos. Urebrakapatos. Emshaladakaprakapos. Emshaladakaprakapos. Makokatosinakaprakapos. And in 2 minutes, can you pray tonight? Lord, I'm a man of persuasion. I'm a man and a woman of God. In 2 minutes. That's the first prayer point. In 2 minutes. Lord, persuasion. About the gospel. Lord, just do something.
Shake it,
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We can lift your hands all over the halls. I don't know if there are people outside. All over the internet, lift your hands. Jaliga Brunda Sister Pa. Enter. This first wave, there are 30 people. This first wave. Jaliga, but that thing I talked about earlier is coming upon someone. I see in the spirit the propelling power of the Holy Ghost. I'm seeing like a wind. People are being moved against contrary wind in different areas of life. It's as though you've been walking and walking, and it's as though you've been resisted, as though the motion, the movement has been slow. I speak in the name of Jesus. By these impartations of the Spirit, like a rushing mighty wind, that propelling power of the Spirit will come upon you. You will be moved despite the opposition, despite the challenges. You will see yourself outrunning the chariots of the king. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus. I stretch my hands. I don't know where the petty people are here, Lord. For some is your family. There's been stagnation. I want ushers to bring them out. For some is the family. For some is personal. Lift your hands. Shako patola toskepa, jaliga bronda ke patoskepa, jaliga bronda ke patoskepa, jaliga from the front to the back,
from the front to the back, let that wind begin to move. That propelling wind, let it change stories. Let it lift men. Let it lift families. Let it break barriers. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, lift your hands. 1, 2, 3. Hey! Shako patos. Ligo branda kapatonda sistapa. Liga bonda kapa. For someone is coming as a shout. You will shout. You will let out a shout. And that power will rest on you. Liga bronda kipatons kalida kapatons. Shaliga bronda kipatons. Yes, the propelling power. The propelling power. The propelling power of the Spirit. Bring them out.
Bring them out.
The propelling power. Bring out. Help her. Bring them out. 30 of them. Bring them out. Let the fire. Let the fire. Let the fire. Let the fire of the Spirit. That power that lifts. Power that lifts. Power that lifts. Where is her? Bring her out. Just carry her from the cover her properly. Power that lifts. Liko para sapa telis kapa shepekonda kapa ligo para toza. I speak to stagnating forces. I speak to opposing forces. Shekiba kola pata rigo patelato. Oh, you can't stand. You cannot stand. This force of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, riga bandosa is still resting on people. He's resting. He's bringing speed. Some of you are feeling fire in your legs. He's about to overwhelm you right where you are. Lesura patenati lakos. Sheko pati lakonda kipa. Shepeko lakombatosa. Rikapa. I come against every limiting devil. I come against every resisting power. I come against Ligaba. Their families that have been in the same place in the last 5 years. I stand in the name of Jesus. Shakoba Ligaba. I bring change. I bring transformation. I bring progress. Leta paratosa. Shepetoli taka. Shepetola pora diletasa. Likwa papatu letosa. Rekopata. Let it rest like fire, like fire. Let it rest upon the people like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire. Shepeto ratita liko pato sika. You will not be the same. We call these manifestations of the Spirit signs. Ekatadosa, ekatatosa, liga ponda. Hey, there's a fire of the Holy Ghost. There's a fire in this place tonight. Lift your hands. Shabalakosa. There's a fire in this place. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost. There's a fire of the Holy Ghost. Come, Shabata. There's a fire. There's a fire on the hills. There's a fire in this place. Not tonight. Lift your hands and take. There's a fire in this place. There's a fire on the Holy Ghost. There's a fire on the Holy Ghost tonight. Just fire. Yes. You've got to let up these. You've got to let up these. Let her be. Let her be. You are pastors, carry something from their back. If they are standing, let ushers stand between them and the projector so they don't break it. Lift your hands. As I lift my eyes, I see fire coming upon you people. Fire to take cities. Fire, leave your breath. Two things, this fire will enlarge your capacity. That's the number one. Number two, leave your breath. By this impartation of the Spirit, you will enter into a dimension of the manifestation of God's power that I've not seen before. Number three, this impartation, lead up. I'm seeing gathering men and women around you. All of you pastors that lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, are you ready? Are you ready? Lift your hands high. Are you ready? There's a fire. There's a fire. Selekonda. Liga Bronda. Nobody should be behind them. Don't try to catch them. Leave them. Lift your hands. Ingaroski balota. Hinder that impartation for heart enlargement, for increased capacity, for largeness of heart. New dimensions of the spirit at the count of three. Let it come upon you. Liga ponda sida, like mighty waters, like great fire. Liga badi, at least seven of you there. That something is resting up. I see it, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, one, Jesus, Jesus, are you ready? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray! Pray! Mako Pataliba, a new season, a new fire, a new praise, new glory, new honor, Mako Skapa. Shepetola Balatosa, Repetone Pepa, Hento Papatas. There are three people in the congregation. You were a mark for death this year. If some of you had a dream that you died or that somebody shot at you, lift your head. I will not call. The Holy Ghost will locate you where you are and bring the three people out. Every agreement with the grave is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, I challenge that force of death. I challenge that covenant with the grave. I break it. I break it. I declare liberty. I unleash the force of life upon that young woman, upon that young woman, upon that young man. Let up, bring out. Bring out. Bring out. They came too late. Shakapaton the skipper. And I know it's difficult, but just try. I. There are three. That's one. Death is counsel. Bring her, let me touch her. Death is counsel. Where are the remaining two? Bring her here for me to touch. Just carry her. Moko Paton skipper. You are free. You are free. That's what being there. God is ready for you. Ordinations of power. Ordinations of fire. Second person, there's someone on this side. Bring him out. In the name of Jesus, that appointment with death is canceled. That appointment with death is canceled. Bring her. Korabaka sushtepura diletuskapa, entola diga sushtepa, mako prendo kepotosile kapa.
I didn't remember to count, but I'm sure we'll pass 30. Please help me count. 30. I know some people have stood up from the power and all that. No problem. Just leave them. Just leave them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Speak in tongues where you are. I take authority over lungs, over growth, over tumors. You have a growth in your body. I take authority over those growth, over those tumors. I command them to dematerialize. In the name of Jesus, that chest, that breastbone, lesupata, jebetonda kipa, is melting. In the name of Jesus, jebetola kopa, manteka petons kipa. Put your hand. I want to pray for those who have growth. Who you came here with a growth in your body, any part of your body. Just put your hand there. If it's a place you can't put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. If it's on your chest, say we are in the waters. It's not testing. Does this look like testing? We're in the waters. We're in the waters. Growth in your body, lift your hand. In any part of your body, just lift your hand. Just put your hand and lift the other hand. Just, I want to pray just for growth in the body. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Just help those under the power. Just help them. Leko patosi leke peto saladi kebroska. Hi. Hi. That affliction has ended tonight, too. In the name of Jesus. That child that does not stay at home, I bring his head back home. Yes, I turn his eyes back home. In the name of Jesus. Those of you with growth, just put your hand and lift your hand. I need to see your hand. I need to see your hand. Kai, 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 kai. Jeleda kepra. Just lift it high so I can see. I'm praying for growth, whether fibroids, breast lumps, tissue swellings, whatever they are. Father, close your eyes. Can we speak in tongues, everyone? Just speak in tongues where you are. Don't look around. Can you close your eyes? Lift those hands. I'm praying for you now. I stand in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I come against those growths. I come against those swellings. I command those tumors, those swellings, those growths to dissolve, to dematerialize, to disappear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command them to dissolve. I command them to dematerialize. I command them to evaporate now as I'm talking. In the name of Jesus, flatten out, flatten out, flatten out, flatten out, flatten out, flatten out. Be gone! Be gone! Some of you are already feeling heat in that place. You are feeling heat on that swelling. You are feeling heat, 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 heat in that swelling. It's moving, it's disappearing. Some of you is happening right away. Lego precosa. Now, if you can check, go ahead and check. If you can check, go ahead and check. Check for that growth. For some of you, they are gone already. They are gone already. In the name of Jesus, you will look for them. You can't find them. For some of you, you have to go to the restroom to check. If you need to do that, you can do that. You can't find them. You can't find them. Begin to check now. You can't find them. You can't find them. Let me just pray for those who are sick in your body, who are here tonight since I've started. Amen. You know, last year we prayed for people who were not on ground, and there were amazing testimonies of healings. Amazing. We're going to do that today. I'll pray for those who are here. Okay, tomorrow make sure you let them know so that their hearts can be prepared. In the evening, you will pray two calls. You call them in, you put the phone, and you watch what the Lord will do. Tonight, I'll just pray for the people that are here, people following online. And if you can stand in faith, if you can stand in faith for them, those who are not here, it will be done. God honors our faith. Amen. But you are here, you are not. There's a medical condition in your body. I want to pray for you. You will have instant testimonies. Put your hand there. Put your hand there.
Put your hand there. I'll just pray. Simple prayer. Help her. Simple prayer. The hand of the Lord will touch you right where you are. Do you believe me tonight? Including those of you trusting God for the fruit of the womb. You are receiving your babies in this place. In the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Whoever you are believing personally, believing for someone you know, tonight is the night. This weekend is the weekend. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hi. You know, one of the women I prayed for, was it 3 months ago? Where is somebody's mom? Where's Joe? Is your mom around? Oh, she's around. I'm sure that maybe they'll take her testimony tomorrow. They brought this woman sick and dying. Some of the office staff saw. Do you take her picture then? You have the picture of then and now. Maybe we'll show you tomorrow. I laid hands on her in the office. The power of God came upon her. She went home, fell asleep, had a dream, millipedes were flowing out of her head. How can you explain that? And then she began to amend. But where is she? Is she in here? Mrs. Okon, see her there. See her shining. In case you don't know, they brought her terminally. That's the power of God. Don't worry. Put your hand there. Are you receiving tonight? Post online, are you receiving tonight? There's such an explosion of the power of God in this place. Put your hand where you are ailing, where the pain is. Put your hand there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just the strings. Yeah, that's right. Just the strings. Put your hands there. Put your hands there. This is the moment. Put your hands there. Toothache, ulcer pain, diabetes, hypertension, chronic infections, migraine, arthritis, deafness, long-sightedness, short-sightedness, seeing impairment, hearing impairment, whatever the name, put your hand there. Put your hand there. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. Put your hand there. The rest of us, can you stretch your hands? Just stretch your hands forward. You are believing God for healing, put your hand there. And you can stretch the other hand forward. Rebecca Sister Pora de Ledusa. Mandilego Seprunda Sister Pora de Led. Liso Cabra de la Saprunda Sister Pora Bacasasta. In the name of Jesus. Christ, Son of the Living God. I take authority over every sickness. I take authority over every disease. I take authority over every affliction of the devil, every bodily affliction. I take authority over that short-sightedness, long-sightedness, deafness. I take authority over that arthritis. I take authority over the ulcer. I take authority over every sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, leave the people now. Go! 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 Get out of your bodies! Get out of your bodies! Get out of your eyes! Get out of your stomachs! Get out of your chest! Get out of your lungs! Get out of your legs! Get out of your bones! Get out of your blood! I take authority over sickle cell disease. In the name of Jesus, I command you, leave the people now. Go! Lekopatinski pataya. I release the healing power of God across the auditorium. I release the healing power of God right now. I release the healing power. Let it go through. Yes, yes. Keep the tongues in your mouth. And if I'm praying for you, make sure you are receiving. There's a giving and there's a receiving. Make sure you are taking it. Make sure you are taking it. You are healed. I say you are healed. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. That pain is gone. That pain is gone. That pain is gone. That pain is gone. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. You are healed. There's somebody with a problem with the ears. Just run forward. God is touching you as you are running forward. God is touching you. I've seen someone with a shoulder issue. Just start lifting your shoulder. Start lifting your hand. Lift your hand. You notice that the pain is gone. Lift it, lift it, lift it, lift it. Who is the person with the ear stuff? Ear stuff. Who is the person? Who is the person? Just come out. The person with the ear stuff. I'm seeing somebody coming out with ear stuff, and the Lord is touching the person as the person is coming out. In the name of Jesus. Who is the person with that shoulder stuff? Can you lift it and try it? You are healed. As I'm talking, you are healed. I saw somebody raising their hand and doing this. Who is the person? Who is the person? The pain is gone. The difficulty is gone. The difficulty is gone. Just raise your hand if you are the one with pain. I'm seeing something that has to do with the arm. With the arm. With the arm. If you are watching online, you let us know very quickly. If you are watching online, you are part of the service, you just let us know. You just let us know. Don't just touch your ears. If you are the one, come out. You know, sometimes we give these words and sometimes people don't want to come out. If you are the one, just come out. Just come out. Just come out. In the name of Jesus. Who is the person? I'm seeing the Lord touching somebody as they are coming out. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The Lord is good.
I have growth inside. It grows. Is that problem?
His mercy is forever.
He's just bringing out water and discharging. He brings out discharge. All right. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Lift your hands.
The Lord is good.
Jesus.
And His mercy what? Is forever.
I command the discharge to stop. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Go to that
person.
And somebody will check it. You see that difference? Yes. Those of you I pray for, start checking your body and come to the aisles. Just, we'll just see a few testimony. Okay, let me go. I prayed for you. You are not feeling fine. And you notice there's a change in your body right now as I'm praying. Or if you have not checked, start checking right now. Right now. The Holy Ghost is at work right now. Now if you notice a change in your body, the Lord is touching you, you are healed. Just wave your hand where you are, let's see. If you receive an instant touch, just or you notice a difference, let me see your hand. Just wave. Oh my goodness. Are you seeing how many hands are up? Are you seeing how many hands are up?
The Lord is good.
I'm saying if you notice the Lord touched you as you were praying, you were healed. Let me see your hand up. Let me see your hand up. You receive a healing. Are you seeing the hands up? Now check, keep checking. Those of you who are not sure, keep checking. Keep checking. Keep checking. Keep checking your body. Something is happening. Check there. Now, if you believe that you just received a testimony, you can come to this aisle. There are pastors that will take your testimony. You doesn't have a right to remain on the earth if you don't testify. I'm telling you. So when you notice, somebody stand behind them. New season. Hallelujah. So if you received a testimony, just come out. Leave those under the power. We're not sharing the grace yet. If you receive a testimony, just come out to the aisles and share your testimony. Is that okay? You notice a change. Come out. Hallelujah. All right. Back to what I was saying. Tomorrow in the morning at 9 a.m., in the evening at 4, I'll be up much earlier. Were you blessed tonight? Talk to me. Were you blessed tonight? Now do me a favor. Do God a favor. At least bring 2 persons tomorrow. Don't come alone. Tell someone about the outpouring. We have buses at different locations in the city. Hallelujah. At different locations in the city. Okay? To pick people up for free. And buses to do drop-offs. Is that okay? So please make sure you come with someone. Don't come alone. Tonight was just the introductory night.
and the power of God is so strong. We have to close now because I promise that this first night I'll try and close before 9. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But before that, can we have testimonies? Can we have testimonies? Can we have testimonies? Can we have testimonies? Thank you, Jesus. If you are blessed tonight, give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very, very, very quickly, if you have not given your offerings, remember to give your offering. Just meet, just come forward. I know there are baskets in front. And make sure you...
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.